Hi, this is Ted Hager, and I've just left out of Villanova, Spain recently, and now I'm in the University of Sussex in southern England. And I'm wanting to give everybody a quick update before we put all of our interviews from the GNOME Developers Conference, GNOME Users Conference in Villanova, Spain, because I had an incident happen, and I feel like I messed something up really bad, and that is I lost one of the two microphones for our mobile recording unit. And because of that, I had to use a spare microphone, which was a cheaper, crappier microphone, which gave really bad audio quality. Now, the people we interviewed, they were on the good microphone, and I was, of course, on the bad microphone. So maybe this is a blessing in disguise. Maybe you have to hear me less because of this. But the point here is we apologize about the audio quality. Mike, our audio guy, is doing everything he can to get the audio quality as near perfect as he can, but he's working with really bad material that I gave him. So because of that, we ask your tolerance and patience as we post these different interviews. We've got great material for you, though, because we've talked to some real superstars. We talked to Robert Love, who's a kernel hacker, has worked on the wireless support within SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop, a component called Network Manager. We've gotten an update from David Reeveman about what he wants to do with XGL now that he's gotten everything pretty much ready to go for SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop. What's he going to do next? We've got Aaron Bach over talking about some similar things with the Banshee project. We've also got an interview with Jimmy Krell, and Jimmy talks to us about the new GNOME main menu, which some of you may have seen on my blog. And so there's just a bunch of great stuff. Oh, we got Joe Shaw. We've got Joe Shaw of the Beagle Project as well. And so we got some great things that are about to hit. And we ask that you just tolerate through the parts where you can't hear my voice very well. And I think you'll find what the speakers actually have to say. It's almost like you don't actually have to hear my questions because all these guys are just so brilliant. But anyway, with that, we give you our first interview here. This is Robert Love talking about the Network Manager. This is a special report from the GNOME Users and Developers Conference in Villanova, Spain. We're going to be doing a few of these this week while I get a chance to talk to different users and developers at the conference and find out what kind of things they're involved in right now, what kind of things they're doing. So this is our first one. You won't hear this intro on all of them, but let's go ahead and find out what the first one's all about. Coming to you from Guadix, this is Robert Love joining us on Development Audio. And Robert's been working on the SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop team for quite a while and was with Zimian beforehand. We want to talk to Robert today a little bit about what he's been working on with some of the things for wireless inside of SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop. So here's Robert. Robert, how you doing?
Good, doing good. The weather is great here. We are in just outside Barcelona, having a good time, learning a lot. Spreading the message.
Have you been, how'd your session go? You presented yesterday, right?
I gave two talks, one on Network Manager and one on a new low-level technology for file systems called Fuse, and both went well. I enjoyed them.
Great. So let's talk about wireless and SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop. You've been doing a bunch of hacking against the kernel on that side of things. Maybe you can give us a quick overview of what the capabilities are now.
Sure. In our next product, SLED 10, we will be unveiling a networking infrastructure that we call Network Manager. It handles automatically all of your network connections. Obviously, it does the easy stuff such as wired, but it also handles the full gamut of wireless technologies from WEP all the way up through WPA, both personal and enterprise. And we architected it and implemented it with a philosophy of having networking just work. So we treat the whole networking operation as almost an appliance. You plug in a networking cable, and you should automatically connect to the network. Network managers should learn what wireless networks you trust, remember the security settings, and just automatically connect, figure out what to do, and make it happen.
Okay, great. And so when we look at what I guess a good way for people to find some pictures and things like that, you've got screenshots on your blog. Can you give us that address?
Sure. My blog is rlove, rlove.org/log.
Okay, and I'll also link to that from the show. So you've worked on all this different stuff. Now people can connect easily. Let's talk a little bit about the encryption capabilities, because that's been a big barrier. I mean, Linux had it. Even Novell Linux Desktop 9 had some basic capabilities for that. But what are all the different areas of encryption now that you can handle over the wireless?
There's quite a few. So the initial encryption standard is WEP for wireless equivalency protocol or privacy. And it's basically terrible. It's not very strong. It's easily cracked. And these flaws were revealed fairly quickly after the release of WEP. And in fact, if the standard makers didn't realize this at the time, they probably don't deserve to be standards makers. So not long after WEP came out, work started on WPA, which is a replacement for WEP, and actually offers very strong both encryption and authentication. And so Network Manager supports WEP in all of its forms. WEP can have various key sizes that correspond to the strength of the encryption. So we support that. And then we also support WPA, which is the stronger, more recent encryption standard. And it comes in two forms, personal and enterprise. Personal is the sort of WPA you'd use on a home network. We support that strong encryption with a passphrase. And enterprise is a much more advanced encryption setup used in, as the name suggests, enterprise setups. And Network Manager also supports that out of the box.
And how capable is it for when you're using any of this wireless capability? How good is it at roaming between different cells on a wireless network? I mean, can it actually jump from one access point to another one seamlessly?
Yep. Network Manager supports roaming, and our wireless drivers and devices all support roaming, and it just works.
It just goes.
Yep.
That's great. So the basic idea then is end user has a really easy time. They just connect to whatever they want to, wired or wireless between these.
Yep. And Network Manager will, you know, try to make the best choice and, you know, do what ends up giving the user the best experience.
So the next question then on that is, of course, virtual private networking, because
yep.
You did some work in that. What kind of support for that? Because that's been the bane of the Linux user's existence, is trying to connect
yep.
through different wireless.
Definitely. The VPN support that we will offer in SLED 10 is integrated into Network Manager. We support a fairly large range of VPN standards and vendors, Cisco VPN, Nortel, OpenVPN, PPTP, and some of the derivatives thereof. Basically, via Network Manager, the user can set up a VPN using a very simple graphical interface. They can save the VPN configuration and with one click connect to their VPN.
Yeah, so somebody who's like doing the network management and trying to get their users also doing this,
yep.
because it's graphical interfaces, they can make a real quick guide. Here's how to set it up for our network,
yep.
and bang.
Actually, administrators, when they roll out the initial deployment of their machines, can pre-configure all of these things.
Great.
And so that's actually a great question. We've been talking about how great it is for users, Network Manager. But Network Manager also gives large opportunities to sysadmins to roll out very sophisticated networking setups that provide everything the users need out of the box with no configuration necessary, and allows admins a lot more control and a lot greater ease of rollout.
Okay. Now, you also were involved in something that's, I guess, on a similar line as far as making it easy for administrators, making it easy for users.
Mm-hmm.
You were involved in Project Utopia. What was Project Utopia all about?
Project Utopia was a project that a coworker, Joe Shaw, and I started a few years ago to bring hardware support, particularly hot plug support, into the 21st century in Linux. The goal of the project was to basically do what we've been talking about with Network Manager with devices, make hardware just work. So if, for example, you were to plug in, let's say, a camera into your computer, you don't want to have to do any setup. And more importantly, you shouldn't even have to open up your photo application or really do any steps. By plugging in the camera, you're giving a pretty strongly suggestive action of what you want to do. And the computer should set everything up, configure everything, and just do whatever action makes sense.
Right.
So in the case of the Utopia stack, you plug in a camera, and in our SLED 10 product, the camera's set up, and we will automatically open up your photo application and start importing photos or ask you if you want to update your photo album. And all of that just works.
And that just brings up F-Spot as well as an application. So you've got the right application. It's not just, hey, a camera was detected and here's the drive.
We have in F-Spot an excellent application for managing all of your photos. And F-Spot's been highly integrated into the SLED 10 hardware stack in this Project Utopia. And it plays a great role in managing your photos automatically.
Okay. Now, as far as all that goes then, USB drives, cameras, anything like that then works.
Yep.
And that's got specific integrations to – I know you're here at Quadix, so you're pretty much a GNOME guy.
Yep.
How is it different on GNOME? Like, what are the direct integrations there? And is it different, like, if you were using different desktops like Enlightenment, KDE, or anything like that?
Right. So Project Utopia is separated between the system and the user level. So at the low levels, we share a large number of components, which was a design goal. And these components are now standardized across pretty much all of Linux. Even non-desktop systems use a lot of these subsystems. So we start at the kernel level, where recent kernels have excellent hot plug support and other features that aid in implementing the higher levels. We have software such as UDEV, HAL, and the hot plug interface that provide better hardware management and the infrastructure we need. And then at the user level is where we actually implement policy. So the system level gives us a space for building the infrastructure and framework we need. And at the user level, in the GNOME case, we have a software called GNOME Volume Manager. That's where we actually implement the policy.
Great. All right. And then the GNOME part of it is really just that last mile part. You've got all this other stuff, and KDE can do that last mile, and they have done last mile, and now it comes up as well. Any other desktop or even non-desktop systems. That's pretty cool. Anything else that you want to let us know about that's going on here?
Well, today we saw a presentation on the next version of GTK, which is the graphical toolkit we use to build apps in GNOME. It's version 2.10, and it's releasing this month, I believe, and it has a lot of neat features for application developers and ISVs of the SLED 10 platform for building better applications. And the features will be readily observable by users, so both sides of the coin will benefit from that.
Great. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking some time with us to talk to us, Mike, or Robert.
Thank you.